Tandy Way Newton has changed the spelling of her name. YouTube is maybe getting rid of its thumbs down button. And we're talking all about Lil Nas X with Michael Blackman.
It's April 6, 2021. Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shyla Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily. You know, Casey, I'm not saying we spoke this into existence or anything yesterday, but I did see this morning that Jimmy Fallon finally addressed the backlash for the whole TikTok debacle. And I don't know, I was kind of underwhelmed by his response. What do you think?
Yeah, what was it? I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, so he basically acknowledged that what he did was wrong, and then he had all of the Black TikTok creators come on the show virtually to do their dances and talk about going viral, which is great. It's something. But then they didn't actually get to appear on the show live. They were clumped together. It wasn't individual. I don't know. It was just, I felt like he could have done more.
Definitely. I mean, hopefully in the future. He loves doing these like dancey gimmick things. He loves any chance he gets to like be a part of a performance. So hopefully in the future, they'll think about who they're going to call on to the show.
Seriously.
Okay, so we're going to start with Tandy Way Newton changing the spelling of her name. Tandy Way, which means beloved in the Zulu language, was anglicized in Newton's first film credit as Tandy, and she's been going by that ever since. That is, until now. Newton declared in an interview with British Vogue, quote, "That's my name. It's always been my name. I'm taking back what's mine."
Ugh, I love this for her. Like, I feel bad that, you know, it took, what, 20 years to do this and reclaim her name?
I think it's 30 years, you know, and that's because so that first movie, when she was credited with the incorrect name, that was called Flirting. And she was, I believe, only 16 years old when she was cast. So talk about being a Black woman at that age going into this industry and just being like, welp. And also, you know what? I have not seen that movie, but you know, I read the British Vogue piece and wow, you know, first to be cast in it, the director was like, can your skin be darker? So not only is she being asked if her skin can be darker, her name was also changed. And then on top of that, I didn't know this, but that director had a relationship with her and he was 20 years her senior and again, 16 years old. So a lot of trauma came out of that movie.
Man, and to think that that was her introduction to the industry. I mean, no wonder it took so long for her to change it, but I'm so glad that she finally did and that, you know, your name is important, you know, and how people recognize you. And I'm glad that she finally felt comfortable enough to come out and let us know.
And she has, but she's been very outspoken, especially in the Me Too movement. And you know what? She knows that it's time to reclaim everything about herself for herself.
I love it. Meanwhile, YouTube has been stealthily removing its thumbs down button all month. The move comes as the company is telling tech press that, quote, public dislike counts can impact a vlogger's well-being and may motivate a targeted campaign of dislikes on a creator's video. YouTube has also stated this will be part of a small experiment where it will try out a few different designs where dislike counts are no longer shown. However, none will see the dislike button itself removed entirely.
I freaking love this because I'm an empath. And whenever I'm on YouTube and I see those thumbs down, I'm like, oh, why? Like, I feel bad for them. If it's like, I mean, obviously, if it's a horrible video that's problematic and racist, yeah, that's thumbs down it. I like what they're saying, like that, you know, when fans get very crazed, you know, and then they're
which
like,
they do.
Which they do. And they're going to be like, we're going to hate this competitor's music video and all this.
It's like a bad Yelp review.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, and it does, I think it invites criticism that might not need to be there. And if people really feel strongly, they can still comment. Plus, it's kind of confusing. Like, what if you're just sad about something that's said in the video? Do you dislike it? Do you like it? Because you dislike the content, but you don't dislike the video. It's too confusing for me.
Understandable. All right, moving on. We're talking more in depth about the backlash Lil Nas X has received. He's shattering records left and right with his new music video, Montero, but it's received some opinions from everyone you've expected.
But that has not stopped Nas, who's doing his own thing and blazing his own trail. We love to see it. To talk about it, we're joined by BuzzFeed culture reporter Michael Blackman. He wrote the piece, Lil Nas X Did It Again. Hi, Michael.
Hello. How are y'all?
Good. So we just have to ask, what was your take on the video when you first saw it?
So my take on the video, when I first saw Lil Nas X, I was just like, I'm so into this. Like, it's very sexy. It's obviously going to get a lot of people talking, but I think overall, I just really liked that it was so like daring. I feel like it's been so long since I've been captivated by a music video. I say so long. Last time it's probably like Lady Gaga, Ariana's Rain on Me, honestly. But this was just like a huge moment for like this Black gay rapper who is trying to really make a name for himself. And it just reminded me of like older celebrities who would like dip into like these scandalous moments, like say like a Madonna, someone, not comparing him to her exactly, but just like someone who like gets people's feathers in a ruffle, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, as a fellow queer person, I mean, watching, I was smiling the whole time. I was like, oh my God, I love every second of this. But we know that not everyone had those same feelings. And, you know, I'm sure this was difficult. You know, you wrote that when you were young, your mom reinforced the idea that being gay meant a one-way ticket to hell. What does it mean to you to see Nas take that narrative and flip it on its head?
I mean, oh my gosh, there's so many feelings that come up just like thinking about that. For one, I'm just like amazed that someone so young as him was able to like get over such a huge hurdle for like a lot of people when it comes to like sticking to what your true self is and like being comfortable in that and walking in that. And then also trying to figure out, well, how do I balance this with like this oppressive sort of force within my life that everyone else is saying like it's so important, because the Black church is a thing. Even with my family specifically, it wasn't like we were the most religious people in the world, but it was one of those things where it's like, you know that God is real and that if you upset him, then it's going to mean like just devastation for your life. Even though like as a child, like I go back and like I'm thinking a bit more critically being old, an adult, and I'm like, wait, but these are my family members who were doing like X, Y, and Z, but God is not upset with them. But because I am attracted to men and this omnipresent, omniscient being literally created all of this and then like put me in this predicament, and yet I have to like feel weird and all these conflicted feelings, it just like never made any sense to me. So seeing someone like Lil Nas X like just sort of like smash all of that open was just thrilling and like refreshing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I just can't even imagine how many people this affected in such a positive, eye-opening way who have felt oppressed in that way, thinking that they would go to hell for who they're attracted to.
Exactly. And it's like now, you know, it's like one of those things, like, let's say 10 years ago, so I'm like 32 now, so 22, like I would have watched something like that and been like, oh my goodness. Like, I feel like I probably would have felt like heart palpitations. I probably would have just like taken so many people's like words to heart if people were like, oh, he's like going to hell. Cause like, it took me a while. Like, I mean, even now, I mean, not saying I'm uncomfortable, like now I'm fully like comfortable with who I am, but just like 10 years ago, I probably would have, it would have been a scary thing to even like talk about or think about, because it's just like, that is the ultimate sort of form of blasphemy. But like now it's like, no, no.
You know, and we're not even close to done. We will be right back to talk more about Lil Nas X and the impact he's had on Black queer kids. Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Blackman about Lil Nas X's music video for his new single, Montero. You write, Lil Nas X's approach signals confronting one's fears head-on while crafting a new narrative, one that rejects the good versus evil dichotomy in favor of a story that works for you. In the end, he slays the devil, making it very clear that the point is to live your life on your own terms. How do you think Nas has handled everything that's been said about this particular video? I mean, we know that he's received a lot of backlash from the right and from parents who are mad that he made this video after Old Town Road.
So the first thing that comes to mind, I think that he's been handling it really, really well. Like, he did issue a tweet like later where he was just like, all of this pressure is like getting to me, understandably so, because like, I do think that like, think about like Christianity, you think about like religion, like this is, these are just like topics that are like so dicey and touchy. And it's like, he was obviously going for like some sort of, he was trying to make some sort of statement. So the outrage, I don't think is necessarily like justified, because I don't think that people have actually like engaged with like what he's done, like in a critical sort of way, at least like people who are on the right, in my opinion. But I do think that him not like backing down has been like huge, because I feel like if he did back down, then that would sort of like dilute the whole message of the video in general. So I think that he's been handling it super, super well. The video, I mean, the song is now the number one song in the country. So I think that all of the controversy sort of paid off, because also Nike was coming after him because of like the bloody shoes that I can't remember exactly who they designed them with. But it's like, come on now. I think that like with all of these forces coming at you, for him to remain strong and like grounded is like a huge sort of thing for queer Black kids to see.
Do you think that he knew that there would be this kind of reaction? I mean, like you said, he was making a statement. So, I mean, I feel like he must have known something.
Yeah, I would say so. Just because Lil Nas X, like, he has a history of being like this sort of internet kid, specifically like a Barb, which are like what the Nicki Minaj fans call themselves. It's just like, I think that people like that, like, they know how to stoke controversy and they know how to like get people talking, because like, I mean, we know that Nicki fans are like known for dragging people in like some of the craziest ways, like sometimes bordering on like abuse. But I definitely, there's no way he couldn't have known. You know what I mean? I mean, it's literally the devil. The Crusades happen. People have always fought about like religion. So there's no way he wasn't like aware that this was going to start something.
And, you know, him being aware of that makes what he did even braver, you know? I mean, it's astounding that he did it. And you touched on this, but what do you think this video means for young Black queer kids today? I mean, you had said, like, if you had seen this 10 years ago, like, my God, your heart palpitations. But what do you think these kind of visuals are giving to these kids today?
Well, I think that it's just giving kids just like a sense that like there's like not a specific box that you even have to fit into as a queer person. I think that with Lil Nas X, like, one of the reasons it's so refreshing for me, and I would assume for queer kids who are like way younger than me, I feel like we have all of these images of like queer eye people, or just like there's like a specific type of queer look in popular culture, or like a way that you have to approach it. Even when you think about the way people talk about like, what's Hollywood gays, or like, this is what the Hell's Kitchen gays to do and things like that. I feel like Lil Nas X is like breaking out of that whole thing a bit. And it's just like, oh no, you can be like a weird Black gay kid and that is perfectly fine, which I feel like I can't point to that. I can't think of any other example of that, which doesn't mean that it's not out there. It's just like right now I'm having brain fart and freeze and I can't think of it. But it's like one of the biggest examples of that. And I think that that's, we all know at this point that like representation doesn't mean everything, but it still serves a purpose as far as like empowering people and like having people have like this symbol to look up to.
Wow. Well, you know, that's, you just hit the nail on the head. And I hope that we see more from him. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, that's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, we're giving a thumbs up to YouTube, maybe removing the thumbs down button.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed coming to you daily.